After discovering that replacing Wrangell's barge facility would cost roughly $4.4 million, Harbor Master Greg Meisner began thinking about Wrangell's port yard rates, mainly that they are cheap. Currently, Wrangell charges 20 cents a square foot per month for storage. For the barge ramp, Wrangell charges $100 minimum or 5 cents a gross ton per barge. According to Meisner, Wrangell charges the barge that comes in every week about $112 plus tax.
And when you think about Wrangell on a schedule out of Seattle, at least half of our barges fall in where I have to do a call out because they're after hours, which I pay two man hours, overtime hours, for half our barges to go down there. And when you pay a man, they're to employ a person with their wages, the benefits, insurance, it's overtime is about $50-$55 an hour. So for call out down there, we're basically going backwards or breaking even barely just for the man hours, not counting the utilities, the lights, the insurance we pay, any wear and tear or replacement someday. So looking at that, it just seemed like, man, we need to do something.
What Meisner's come up with is two proposals. He presented them Wednesday night during a Port Commission workshop. Both proposals raise the port yard rates and would put money toward a depreciation fund, which the city does not currently have. Proposal 1 and 2 would raise the storage fee from 20 cents a square foot per month to 25 cents a square foot per month, plumping the storage revenue by $800. The barge rent fees would be different. Proposal 1 has a $500 minimum with a 20 cents per gross ton fee. This would allow the city to put $2,900 into a depreciation fund every month. Proposal 2 has a $250 minimum with a 10 cents per gross ton fee, and this would allow the city to put about $1,500 into a depreciation fund a month. The difference between the proposals is Proposal 1 allows the city to save for a full replacement, whereas Proposal 2 allows the city to save match money for a potential grant. Meisner recognizes that by the time the city gets around to replacing the barge facility, costs will be totally different. The last time the city raised rates was 3 years ago, when the barge rent fees went from a $25 minimum to a $100 minimum.
And the sad reality is, Wrangell's made, I mean, and it's admirable they did so, but they've tried to keep rates as low as possible forever. And in doing so, and taking so long to get raises, we get way behind. We inherited that system and inherited the old stuff. And now we're stuck with how do we get all these little things to start staying on their own. But we're trying not to scare people away.
Pat Ellis was one of the three members of the public present at the port workshop. Ellis is owner of the Wrangell Boat Shop, and he thinks raising the port yard rates is acceptable, although he did have one suggestion.
Everything has gone up. I mean, there's no denying that. The materials that I buy have increased. They've doubled in the last 2 years. Plastic, whatever. So, but if there's a way, like in this instance, to just incrementally increase, whether it's every 6 months or every year, instead of saying, okay, now you owe us $1,000 a month, and last month you were paying us $100, you're going to freak. And then nobody's going to accept that. But it's an incremental increase that they can, if they have to, pass on to the customers, give their customer time to adjust, and everybody will eventually accepted as inevitable.
Meisner anticipates having another workshop with the public before the issue of raising port yard rates goes before the Port Commission. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.